Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. U.S. Secret Service agent Luke Powell is lucky to be alive. Three of his fellow agents have died in unusual circumstances in the past 10 weeks. Luke is devastated by the loss of his friends and colleagues, and his inability to locate the killer feels like a personal failure. He and his team are experts at shielding others, but now the protectors are in need of protection. FBI Special Agent Faith Malone is driven to succeed and confident in her ability to solve every case she's assigned. She's been put in charge of the investigation into the unprecedented attacks, and with Luke's life in danger, the stakes have never been higher. But it's hard to know how to fight back when you don't know who the enemy is. Luke has teamed up with Faith before, but he's not convinced she's up for the job, and she's not convinced he's telling her everything he knows. As more agents are targeted, Luke and Faith will have to learn to trust each other and work together to bring a killer to justice and prevent any more names from joining their fallen brothers and sisters on the Secret Service Wall of Honor. Okay, before we start this one, I need to lean over here and grab this chocolate and pass it to Tiffany, because I had told Lynn, listened to our discussion of her other series that we did earlier this year, and she loved it, by the way. She loved all the things that we shared. But she goes, I feel really bad for Tiffany because the next series that you guys are going to do has even more gruesome, like, dead bodies and stuff. And she was really worried. And she goes, I think that girl needs chocolate. So there's your chocolate, Tiff.
Not for Jessica. Jessica's like, suck it up.
Although,
I wasn't as bad as the hillside one. The book where we read where that shed,
the Gossamer Falls.
The Gossamer Falls, where all the bodies were rolling down the hill. That was the worst. Like, that one was the worst. Or the lake one. The first, very first one we did where the body was right away.
Oh, no. That was a dive team. That was a dive team. That was a couple years ago.
Yeah, that was the very first one I think we read of her. Yeah. That when we switched it up. Which, that one shocked me the most. Like, but I also was, because I wasn't expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that stuff. I love Lynn Blackburn. Like, we actually, we are reading Dive Team Investigators at home right now. So,
oh, how's that going?
It's great. We're on book three already. So,
wow, and everybody's enjoying them.
Yeah, it's Mike and Jack and I. So,
yeah.
Oh, this is so cool.
So this one, I don't know if I'm getting more immune to it, but I felt like I did better. I read very quickly with these books.
I don't think the bodies were quite as bad in this one. Like, some of the other ones, you know.
When some of them, it wasn't as described as in much detail.
Yeah.
Maybe as the hill one got me.
That was Gossamer Falls, which that was, we did that series, I want to say back in May or June. On the podcast,
it was the second one, wasn't it? That had the bodies, I think.
Yeah, it was with they had left the wedding and they were driving down through the hillside. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that one was a lot.
Great series, definitely very good, a must read. I think at this point we may have done almost all of her series because we started a year ago with the dive team investigations. Then we did Gossamer Falls, and actually Defend and Protect is in between those two.
Okay. So we're kind of, because like, I know there was some, mixing of the agents in the books. I also feel like I know her writing style now, so I know that she wraps all the loose ends up. So, like, that helps me too.
Yeah.
Because I don't like it when you don't know the ending. Like,
Or where, like, the mystery just keeps going to the next book.
Yeah, like, where, I like it that it wraps up. So, or, like, if I start watching a scary movie, I can't stop it in the middle. I have to finish it because I have to make sure it has an ending.
The bad guy gets the bad taken guys. Care of.
Yeah. Yes. So I don't know why. I just like to have it. Otherwise, you think of all the different possibilities. So
I'm just like, I'm just not going to watch a scary movie.
Well, yeah, I'm that way now. Yeah.
I mean, do you remember when we went to watch Scream 2 or something together? I don't remember.
Yes.
With
yes.
your brother and his friend. And yeah, I had what nightmares for 2 weeks after that. Literally. And we live in the middle of a woods, y'all. So
right.
it was
I know,
like,
it made it even worse. So we're like, drop you off. God, and we're like,
you can hear noises outside, like something walking.
I think
the
last one I watched was The Ring. That was the last one
oh,
I watched.
Oh, no. Didn't watch it. I'm pretty
I
sure.
We watched that together, but I don't know.
Oh, no. I didn't no. watch that. Yeah. I didn't watch that. I'm pretty sure that movie, when we went to the movies,
was the last
was
one.
Was the last one I did because I was like, I can't handle it. But do you remember we had a sleepover at your house and we watched The Mummy?
Yeah.
And we were all concerned about The Mummy. The Mummy is so mild.
Is it like your favorite movie now?
It is. I when I don't feel good and I like you take my cold medicine and I lay down, mm-hmm. I put The Mummy in and or. Even if I just like have a headache or I just don't feel good and I'm like, I need to sleep, I'll turn The Mummy on every stinking time. I fall asleep where they're mummifying them alive.
You're so funny.
And I was telling my in-laws this and my brother-in-law's like, you are messed up. I said, no, listen, you gotta hear me out. This is why. It's because I don't want to see them mummifying them. So I close my eyes. But this is probably where I creeped him out because I was like, and then all I hear is just like the screaming and I'm like, I'm asleep. It's ridiculous. Oh, and I, funny. The reason why I can't, I can't stand seeing people in pain, which is why I could never handle nursing. So kudos to you, Tiffany. I just can't. Even when someone cracks their knuckles, I'm like,
ugh. You were very gentle. I can speak from experience.
I try to be gentle.
No, I'm sure you are outstanding nurse.
Outstanding.
I don't like it when somebody jabs me. I don't want to you.
Last time I had my blood drawn, the girl was really good. I'm like, oh, I barely felt that.
That's good.
And I hate needles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I hate the tourniquet thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she was good.
Yeah. I can't ever. Tiffany stuck with me because I can't find anyone to stick me less than once. But. Tiffany got me first try.
I had to go to urgent care, and they made me get a tetanus shot. And I always was like, I'm never getting a tetanus shot. It's so painful. That girl knew what she was doing because my arm never hurt.
Good.
It never even hurt. I was
wow.
Like, nobody says how sore your arm is and how it hurts.
It's a thicker serum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It didn't hurt. Nothing. No pain, no nothing. I wouldn't even know when I got a shot.
Wow.
So that girl was good.
That's awesome.
Yes.
All right, so back to our book here.
Yep, sorry.
Unknown Threat.
Eating my chocolate.
It actually starts off, I really feel bad for the department, how they just lost colleague. After, and they're not just colleagues. I feel like this whole, the Raleigh office, Raleigh. I said it right, sorry.
Yeah.
Why did I say Raleigh? there's a blooper for the blooper reel. Okay. They're just more like family.
Yeah.
Than just colleagues. And so I was kind of heartbroken for that. All right. What are your thoughts, ladies?
I liked it. I like the quick. I don't mind the gory, gross, or even that. But it wasn't gory. But she is constantly, like, everything is moving. Like, by the end of chapter one. Book of hers that I've read, it's like, you're hooked. There is something big that you're like, whoa, I got to keep reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's really good about leaving those chapter hooks to keep you moving.
It's almost bad because then you can't put the book down. Like, I'm looking at Jessica's shirt. I'm like, yep, bookmarks are for quitters. You just can't. Like,
okay, but there are sometimes you just can't keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
So tired.
Yep. I'm thankful it's summer reading the other series with Jack because it's like, you got to go to bed. And I'm like, oh, it's 10:30. One more chapter. Just one more chapter.
That's what I did all week. I was like, keep going. I can keep going. I'm almost done.
I just get so tired of, like, it's summertime, but I'm rarely out in the sun, which drives me nuts because all the work I need to do is on a computer. So yesterday afternoon, I was like, I'm going to go finish book 3 of this series. I'm going to go sit out on the deck and finish it. You could probably see it here.
Got a little burnt.
I sat out there longer than I thought. I thought I'd only be out there for like 20, 30 minutes. It was more like an hour. And no one can see this, but my legs are beet red. Okay, if you can. You guys are looking at my legs under the table.
I see it now.
They're beet red, and I'm wearing, like, I thought it was
the shadow of the table.
I'm wearing my short skirt, the one I only wear around the house, simply because I'm like, it hurts so bad to have anything on my legs. I said, I'm old enough. I should know better than to do that, but I went out and did anyways. Which, by the way, your son came over, and he texted me. He goes, are you home? And I go, yeah, bud, I'm out back. So I let him in. He's like, what are you doing out here? And I was like, I'm sitting out here reading. He's like, all right, I'm going to start mowing the yard. And I should have just stayed in once he came, because then I probably wouldn't be as burnt. But anyways, I digress.
You need to buy an umbrella for your deck.
I know, we do.
They're expensive. No, no, they're not. I got mine at Lowe's. Buy them at the end of the season.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Yeah. I have one for mine.
Anyways, there's no one who gets burnt in this book. But one of us got burnt reading it. I do love that Faith has a hobby of rowing. That is such an, like, not something you hear. It's so kind of uncommon. I just like how she put that in there. But anyways, what did you think of, like, Luke has been attracted to her for a while, like, it's obvious, but he doesn't trust the FBI. So what did you think about that whole storyline? Any thoughts on it?
I liked how it changed. I think the way, like, their relationship healed an old wound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would agree, but I also like how she was very much, I am a solid person you can trust. Like, she just kept showing up and kept doing her job. I think she went above and beyond, to be honest. What did you think then about the whole interaction with her sister Hope, and kind of how those relationships between, like, Luke and Faith and Hope fell?
I loved Hope. She was probably one of my favorite characters. Mm-hmm. Just her, she was so ordinary. And just the way those two interacted was, it was great. It was like the classic sister, but.
Yeah. Brother, sister, like, they just kicked it off, like, really well. I love how, too, she was like, so, is he a good kisser? And she's like, how did you know I kissed him? I love that Hope gets her own story, which we'll talk about. She gets her own novella and gets her happily ever after, too. And it's connected. There is a character. Connected to a character that shows up here in book one, because Hope needs to be protected as well while they're chasing down this killer. How about, like, the whole, like, the guy on their team that got was killed first, and then there was all this speculation about this woman in the car with them that also died with them. Like, that is, like, the main storyline, and that's where, you know, find out who the killer is and all that. I mean, what did you think about the whole, I mean, that was kind of a complicated family history.
Yes, that was very complicated. And I didn't see that.
You didn't see it coming.
And with the connection of being the killer. You know, I did not see that coming at
all. So I'm going to hop to the end. Did you feel a little bit sorry for the killer at the end?
A little bit.
Yeah. Yes.
A little bit.
We won't tell why. Because you got to read it. I mean, it's excellent, but that is probably the first time I've read a book where I felt just a little bit sorry for that person.
Yes.
Gonna say, and I don't think it'll spoil it because you don't like this character from the beginning, but Janice.
Oh.
I wanted to shake her.
Yes.
But I think it was definitely necessary because, I mean, it helped you see biases and how they can affect right and wrong. But even on top of that, like, even with Janice and when Faith, right? Faith finds out the way she laid into her, I think that also helped. Why am I spacing on names? It helped Luke see that the FBI, I think it helped build his trust in the FBI because it's like, you know, they're both FBI, but you have one on one extreme, one on the other. And the way she handled that was a good, it was in his face, like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree. I know I couldn't stand her. Did anybody?
No.
At one point, I thought maybe she was behind all of it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like, is she?
Is she like a whatever
double agent? Or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dirty crosser. Like, I mean, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Really.
Dirty crosser.
Is that what you call them? Double dirty.
Double crosser.
Double. Yeah.
It is double, dirty. Dirty double crosser.
Yeah. Double crosser. I like that. I'm gonna call it that for now.
Yeah. Because you did. You bounced. Like, is she double crossing, or is she arrogant? Like, yeah.
She's just.
I also love the relationship between Luke and Gil and Zane and Tessa, and then Jacob, who is kind of like their boss. But then how they just bring Faith into the fold. Yeah. I love all the little things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then how, I think the other thing that won Luke over too, and it totally sold Gil. Gil was just thought Faith was the best thing ever when he got shot.
Yeah.
When Gil is shot and Luke watches her do total blocking and protecting. Because they're like, you aren't really one of us at that point.
Yeah.
Right.
You aren't really one of us. And then you put your life on the line to protect one of my own. And I think that really just kind of helped seal the deal. And then Gil, she was like, I'll wait out here. And Gil's like, I want her in the room. I want to talk to her. And he just thought the world of her. So.
And her driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Jessica.
I'll get you there in record time.
She don't even see you when you pass her. She's like, boom.
I know. She's like, I'm getting there.
Try to wait.
Oh. Faith may be a better driver than Jessica.
Except the teaser.
That's too funny.
But did you die? Right. I had a friend that drove probably worse than Jessica. And you'd ride with him. It's like, I'm never again. He goes, but did you die? Like, no, but thank God.
I don't want to experience that again.
No.
All right. Let's go through our ratings of the different elements. So what would you give the drama rating for this book?
I'd say mocha. There was a lot of familial things with all the way around with Thad, with Faith. Like, there was just a lot.
I'd say mocha, too.
I would do mocha as well. What would you give the mystery rating?
Hey, latte. I didn't figure it out.
Okay. Latte. Yeah.
There is. I would agree. Latte. There is a lot. I said latte. There's a lot in there as well. And it does take you to the very end to figure it out. And this was my second time reading the book. And even I was like, wait, I don't remember. Wait. Who is it? And this is really not till the end. She does a really great job of kind of like wrapping it up so you can't know till the end. Yeah,
and I like how they do their thing at the end where they break it down for you too. And I'm like, oh, okay, that puts all the pieces of the puzzle together.
Yes, that explanation at the end. So it doesn't feel like an info dump the way she does it either.
Right.
Know?
It just flows out. Yeah,
you know?
You're part of the investigation and this is what we got.
What about the inspiration level?
Espresso
to mocha. Yeah.
I would lean more towards mocha. Mocha. I almost said moco.
Moco.
Go towards moco. just because I think, like, it's the quiet way they live out their faith on the pages that I love the most. Where it's like, stop, we need to pray before we head into this situation. Or, I don't know. There's just a lot of just things that you do normally every day through life. So it doesn't feel like it's like beating you over the head with it, but it's there.
It's definitely more of a action. Like, you see it in their actions versus just on words.
Just
on paper.
Preaching it.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. We did drama, we did mystery, we did inspiration. Okay, well, let's talk about the romance level.
Mocha?
Yeah.
Just
a little bit thrown in there.
I would agree. I would go mocha on it. I do like their love story, though, for sure. And finally, because this is a suspense book, what is the suspense level?
Latte.
Latte.
Yeah, latte. It is such a latte suspense book. Love it. Okay, what is your overall lasso rating of Unknown Threat?
3 lassos.
2.5 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
I do 2.5.
Okay. This is tough because there are other books in this series I like even more. That's what's so hard.
Yeah.
But I think overall it's a 3 because when you start reading it, you are going to be hooked and hogtied no matter what. But you may fall in love with other books in this series mm-hmm. and love them a little bit more. So, and we'll talk about those next week. We'll go into book 2, which is Malicious Intent in Defend and Protect series. So, thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.